98.9 Jet FM, that is Billy Squire and Lonely is the Night. It is 8:38, 11 and sunny today. It is plus one sunshine at the moment. As we've been trying to do here over the last several weeks, and Robin's been a huge, huge part of this. She's spearheaded the whole thing, contacting people that we think you should hear from or need to hear from, or from people that need to get out a message. And this morning we have Diane Hawkins, the CEO from the Comox Valley Chamber. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
So, obviously, we know we're going through a difficult time. Is there a message that you and the chamber want to share with the Comox Valley?
The business community is still out here. We're still out here. You can support us locally by buying gift certificates, doing takeout if possible, and then supporting the medical authorities who are asking us to practice social distancing. To actually do it, not practice, to participate in social distancing, to support every one of us in staying healthy and fighting back against this COVID outbreak.
So a number of our businesses locally that didn't feel they were essential, obviously, are closing for a period of time. But there are still many, many of our local businesses that are open and providing a service.
Yes, there are. And the Comox Valley Economic Development Society and the Downtown BIA and the Comox Valley Chamber of Commerce, there is a Comox Valley Business Directory online through, you can go to a Comox Valley Business Directory through Economic Development, Invest Comox Valley, or Discover Comox Valley, sorry, they're putting it through the tourism side of things. The Chamber's Facebook page is keeping a running daily update of who's open, who's adjusting their hours. The BIA is promoting that as well. And this is a time for all of us to come together and to work together as organizations. We're here for the greater good of our community.
Absolutely. And the sooner we adhere to those things, the better. And I will say, and I've said this a few times, I've gotten a pretty good feeling, generally speaking, here in the community that we're doing a pretty good job.
I think we are. I mean, I am working from the office, to be honest. Everyone else is working remotely. And what I've noticed driving into work is that, you know, there's not a lot of cars on the road. There aren't a lot of people out and about. And I really have a sense that people are wanting to participate fully and see this end sooner than later.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So just so you know, we're here for you guys. If there's any information you feel that you need to share or want to share, you can always get a hold of us. Is there anything else that you'd like to add before we let you go this morning?
Yes, we're having a Zoom call tomorrow with individuals, well, businesses that are interested in having hard questions answered. So we have a limit. I believe the limit is 100 people on a Zoom call. But we want to talk to business owners and find out, you know, what are your questions? What's keeping you up at night right now? And we've got Donna Cloutier, our treasurer, going to speak to the tax implications for small business. We've got WorkSafe BC or Job Shop coming online to talk about, you know, what can you do around, you know, EI and what if you're laid off and work closures. And then again, what can small business owners do? Because small business owners don't typically pay into or are eligible for, you know, EI and benefits like that. So we thought it would be a good opportunity to give people a chance to call in and ask some questions.
That is awesome. So how would we get involved?
Facebook page. You go to our Comox Valley Chamber Facebook page, and under events, the event is there, and also on our website, comoxvalleychamber.com.
That is awesome. Listen, thank you so much for spending some time with us this morning. Stay safe and healthy, and if you need anything, we're here for you.
All right, and check out our COVID-19 resource homepage on the Comox Valley Chamber site. It's right front and center.
Oh, perfect. Thanks again for this. Thanks very much, Diane.
You're very welcome. Right. Thanks so much, Pete.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So there you go. There's some really good information right there that we'll find a way to put up a link on our Facebook page, too. We'll get the guys on that right away. So thanks to Diane. And again, we're going to keep providing the most accurate and current information that we can, because that's what we're here for. We are here for you. We're in this together. We're going to get through it.
It's time to shop local.